The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston High has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
Morning and welcome to the 2013 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got an early morning ball game for you today in Class C2. It's the quarterfinals. As Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes getting set to take on the Phillies out of Sutton High School. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Sutton coming in. A record of 18 wins and 7 losses on the season. They are the number 7 seed in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, a mark of 21 wins and 4 losses. St. Cecilia will be the number 2 seed here in the 2013 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Welcome in to the New Tech Seeds pregame show, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. This is a rematch of the regular season finale won by Hastings St. Cecilia in Sutton by the score of 58-39. Sutton turned the ball over 26 times in that basketball game. St. Cecilia actually went on a 37-0 run in that ball game as they go on to win by the score of 58-39. Since then, Sutton has won, obviously, three games in a row coming into the state tournament, knocking off Third Central during their sub-district tournament, 47-42. They beat Freeman in their sub-district tournament, 45-27. They knocked off Palmyra in their district championship game by a score of 42-19. Hastings St. Cecilia, they're on a 12-game winning streak as of now. The Hawkins winning over Donovan Trumbull during their sub-district tournament, 81-28. Beat Blue Hill 59-24. Then in overtime last week, beat Wood River for the district championship by a score of 65-63. The last loss for St. Cecilia occurred back there in the middle part of January when they lost three games in a row to Grand Island Northwest, to Minden, and to Kearney Catholic. Again, you're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze, where Lincoln East High School, opening round matchup in Class C2 today. Here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, we'll come back and talk with the coaches as we continue in 1 minute.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Pre-game shows, we got just set for state tournament basketball today. Hastings St. Cecilia and the Sutton Phillies. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, after a one-year absence from the state tournament, you guys are back. It's got to feel good.
Definitely feels good. We were really shooting for that as one of our goals, and last year we didn't make it, and it's never a good feeling when you don't make it, so we're happy to be back in the state tournament.
St. Cecilia, the number 2 seed in Class C2, Crofton, number 1 seed. It looks like a very competitive field.
It does, and you look up and down all of the brackets, and they're very good competitive teams there, and it's really hard to pick, you know, one over the other. And I think probably everybody's picking Crofton out of our bracket, but we hopefully will have something to say about that.
see a team today. You saw your regular season finale, though. The Sutton Phillies, you beat them pretty handily, 58-39. I think everybody anticipates maybe a little bit different ball game today.
I think so. I anticipate a bit different game. And, you know, the one thing that we, you know, maybe can hang our hat on is that was at their home floor and their gym. And we're going to be playing on a little bit longer floor at Lincoln East. And yeah, hopefully the outcome's the same, but I don't think the score will be.
Is it good to open up against a team that you've seen before?
I think it's got negative things and positive things. I think we know what they want to do, but vice versa, they know what we want to try to do. And but you still have to go out there and play the game. And so you can't get too comfortable because of the score last time. That's one of the dangerous areas, I think, that we're kind of treading in those dangerous waters, because it's not going to be the same game as last time. The girls can't think that way. It's going to be a new game.
You've got some state tournament experience. You were not there last year, but you do have, what, four girls that played in a state tournament 2 years ago. So you've got some experience on your side.
Yeah, and hopefully that will really help out early on. You know, there's going to be a lot of energy in the gym and a lot of juice in the gym. And some of those new faces will look like, you know, newbies out there on the floor. And they just have to try to relax and get into the game. Once you get over that first few moments, it seems like it just becomes a basketball game. But you don't want to be down 10 points at that time either.
What's it take to win that?
I think you really got to do things right. You got to handle the ball right. You got to not have a lot of turnovers. Then you got to put the ball in the basket. And I think really that's the key to winning games all season long. You got to rebound the ball too. But you know, you do those things well at state tournament time, you're good enough to be there. All the teams are good enough to be there, and so you can move on.
You like to peak come postseason time. Your team has won 12 games in a row entering the state tournament. Do you feel you're there yet?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we were feeling pretty good after we won our conference tournament. That was a pretty good thing for us, a big goal that we met, and a tough conference tournament field. And so that was one of our steps. We really marked the calendar. There was four tournaments we wanted to win this year: the holiday tournament, the conference tournament, the district tournament, and now we're in the state tournament. We're 3-0 so far. It'd be nice to get 4-0, but we got three games in front of us.
The district tournament was not an easy one. You knocked off Wood River by a couple of points in overtime. You gave up 63 points. I think that's the most points you've allowed all season long. Is that a concern going into the state tournament?
Well, it was that night, that's for sure. We hadn't given up any 50-point games to teams. And so that was one of those nights where we just wanted to get a win and get out of there and did what it took to win in overtime. But, you know, hand, give Wood River some credit. They shot the ball extremely well. They didn't turn the ball over much that second half and really pushed us to the limit.
Is that the combination? Opposing teams got to shoot the ball well, and you guys likewise got to shoot the ball to get out of here with a win today?
Well, anytime a team shoots 60%, you know, like Wood River did, it's going to be tough for us and tough for anybody. But, you know, that's one thing that everybody's going to try to do is shoot the ball well. It's just a matter of going out there and doing it. You know, sometimes you're playing in different arenas, different gyms, and it's not easy to shoot a high percentage. And so I don't think anybody's going to shoot that well against us down there, but our fingers are crossed on that one.
That's the tough part. You go into different surroundings, and, yeah, normally teams don't shoot the ball nearly as well in the state tournament as they do in their regular season. So you really got to hang your hat on something else in your game. Is that defense for us?
I think so. I think it has to be. We've done that all year long. We've played good defense. Even when we played Northwest and Minden and those explosive teams, we did a good job on the defensive end. We just didn't score enough points that night. And so I think that's one area that we just got to buckle down, do a good job defensively, and keep ourselves in the game.
What about this Sutton team today? Obviously, they got a lot of weapons, too.
They do, and it all starts with Van Kirk. You know, she's such a good offensive player. She shoots the ball well. She can score from anywhere on the floor. And so we got to really try to limit her touches. You know, she may score 15, 20 points. Just because she's so good, and so it doesn't, you know, just stop with her. We got to do a good job on the rest of them and clean up the defensive rebounds, and at the same time, we got to execute on offense.
The scary part is Van Kirk did not have a real good night against us the first time around, so she's bound to get red hot in a particular game. It's hopefully just not against you guys.
Yeah, hopefully not. You know, and we're going to try to make things difficult for her at the same time. But, you know, she's good enough. She's going to score here and there, get to the foul line once in a while. We just don't want to make it a snowball and let them get rolling because she's on fire. And so we've really got to buckle down defensively and do what we know how to do.
Do we play Sutton the same way today?
Oh, I think we're going to make a couple changes here and there, yeah, definitely. We know little things from the first go around. And offensively, I really didn't think we played that great offensively. I mean, we put up several points, but we missed a lot of open shots, a lot of easy bunnies around the basket. And so I think bigger and better things can still come. Whether they do or not, that's up to the girls.
And St. Cecilia and Sutton coming up here in just a few minutes here at Lincoln East. You've got the first ball game again, Coach. It seems like every time we're down at the state tournament, you draw this 9 o'clock game. What about the preparations for the early start today?
Well, that's always one of those X factors. You don't know anything about it going into it. 2 years ago, we were actually the late games, and so it was a long day, a long wait, and so this time around we won't even have time to think about it come tomorrow morning or Thursday morning, and so it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to have to see how some of the girls handle it, how they react, and whether they're awake yet, and so it's going to be one of those X factors. You don't know what's going to happen.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here today. We'll continue on today's pregame show right after this.
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring. So they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you ready for Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton here this morning. We'll talk with Monica Smith, the head coach for Sutton. And Coach, after a one-year absence, you get the team back here in the state tournament. It's going to feel good.
Yeah, it does. They've worked really hard this season, and we feel like they deserve getting here. They're excited to be here. We have some kids that have never been here, excited for their first experience, and we have some returners that are excited to go out on a good note. So
you were here as a player. Were you able to relay some of the state tournament feeling to your players?
Oh, I just told them it's hard to simulate. It's hard to get ready for. When you step on the floor, it's a great feeling, and we told them what we could, but when it comes down to it, you got to experience it.
You see a team this morning that you saw your season finale. St. Cecilia handled you guys pretty well on your home floor. Is it good to see a team that you've seen before? And, in fact, everything should be fresh in your memory.
Yeah, I think so. We were just talking. It kind of eliminates a lot of the unknowns. You know, just not only did we play St. Cecilia the last game of the year, but we see them a lot. They're just up the road, so we kind of know what they like to do, how they're going to play. You know, for the girls, as far as comfort, I think they take some comfort in knowing what to expect. So, and they're the only team in the bracket we've seen this year, so I guess that was our only chance to have some comfort there.
You did not play very well against St. Cecilia the first time around. What can you do differently in this ball game today?
Take care of the ball. We know they're a great team, and you can't have 26 turnovers against a great team and expect to win the game. So we've focused on that. You know, we've also talked about just controlling the things we can control. You know, we respect them. We know they're a great team, but we feel like we have a pretty solid team, too. So we're ready to go out and prove that we can play a lot better than that.
Well, what's going to be keys for your ball club to stay with St. Cecilia today?
We got to get back defensively. Like I said, we have to take care of the ball. You can't give easy buckets up to a good team, and we gave a lot of those up last game. And then just play our solid defense. And we just got to be ready for their pressure. We know they're going to apply a lot of pressure. They're very quick, and they get after you. But we should be used to that. We face that every day in practice because that's what we do too. So I think hopefully we're a little bit more prepared this time, and our girls feel like they have something to prove because they know that wasn't the type of game we play.
Okay, give us a three.
Thanks.
Micah Smith, the head coach for the Sutton Phillies. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. Dine in, carry out, drive-through, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's a pizza you can't refuse.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 33 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We're at Lincoln East High School this morning, the Girls State High School basketball tournament on the breeze. Give you the starting lineups for St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson gets a start today, a 5'5" senior. Jackson averaging 3.9 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger, 5'9", and a sophomore. Hamburger is averaging 8.4 points per ball game. Alyssa Schropp, a 5'5" senior. Schropp is averaging 8.5 points per game. Morgan Nicola, 6-foot junior. Nicola is now averaging 8 points per ball game. And Olivia Thomas, 6'1" and a senior. Thomas averaging 7.6 points per ball game. For the Sutton Phillies and their head coach Monica Smith, they will go with Mariah Van Kirk. She's a 5'8" senior. Van Kirk, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 13.7 points per ball game. Delaney Lemka is a 5'6" sophomore. Lemka is averaging 5.8 points per ball game. Lakin Bao is a 5'5" senior. She is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Mariah Calkins, a 5'7" senior, averaging 7.7 points per ball game. And Alexa Johnson also getting a start for Sutton. She is a 5'10" sophomore, and Johnson is averaging 2.7 points per ball game. Sutton again lost to St. Cecilia during the regular season by a score of 58-29. Sutton is a team that relies on their defense to stay in games. They give up only 35.4 points per ball game on defense, averaging 44 points per ball game on offense. Hastings St. Cecilia averaging 52 points per ball game on offense, giving up 34.7 on the defensive end. This is one of four games tipping off at 9 o'clock around the city of Lincoln. The other three games in Class A, we've got Millard West playing Lincoln Northeast at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. South Sioux City in Class B is playing Beatrice today in the 9 o'clock time slot. That's down at Pershing. And Sand Hills Thetford in Class D2 is playing at Lincoln Northeast today against Falls City Sacred Hearts. Winner of this ball game will move on to play in the 9 o'clock game again tomorrow. In the semifinals, we'll move to Pershing Auditorium. And it'll be the winner of this ball game playing the winner of the next game coming up between Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's. Hastings St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. The Hawkins shooting guard basket to our left here in the first quarter of play. Action is underway as the Hawkins control the opening tip. Morgan Nicholas got the ball, throws it over in the wing on the right side to Alyssa Schropp. Now they work it inside. A shot's taken there. No good by Schropp. Schropp comes down with a rebound. An offensive board there for Alyssa Schropp. St. Cecilia's got the ball. They bring it back out into three-point territory. Sutton will start off with the man-to-man defense. They lob it inside to Thomas. Back outside to Hamburger. There's Schropp on the wing on the right side. Schropp holding the ball. Comes out to Hamburger between the rings. Just underway here at Lincoln East. Left side, Josie Jackson has got the ball. Jackson dribbles with it. Takes it down on the baseline. Comes back out to Schropp. Good defense here by Sutton on the opening possession for Hastings St. Cecilia. Schropp has got the ball out here. Here's a pass nearly intercepted. Hamburger grabs the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Thomas. Follow shot is up and in. So St. Cecilia with two offensive rebounds in their opening possession. Finally, Olivia Thomas gets the field goal to go down. Hawkins have the lead. 2-0 is the score. Sutton comes back with the basketball. St. Cecilia will attack at the 10-second line. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball over to Lemka here on the near sideline. Takes it down on the baseline. The ball tipped away. Lemka picks it back up, and now she's out of bounds. Right in her face was Olivia Thomas defensively. Lemka steps out of bounds down on the baseline. That's the first turnover on Sutton in the ball game. Again, they had 26 turnovers against St. Cecilia in their regular season finale when the Hawkins blasted the Phillies by a score of 58-29. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top early in the ball game. Here's Nicola with the ball. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. That's Josie Jackson. Dribbles once out to Schropp. Dribbles at the free throw line. Throws it out to Jackson on the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the window. No good. Rebound is loose. Van Kirk had it. She lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawkins will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here at Lincoln East High School. 6:21 to play here in the first quarter. There's a Nicola from the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola hits a baseline jumper about 10 feet away on the left side. 4-0 is the score. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Jackson. That's the second turnover on Sutton. A long-range jumper by Schropp from three is good. Alyssa Schropp knocks down a three after a Sutton turnover. That's going to be a timeout, Sutton. The Phillies call a timeout. 6:05 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Sutton nothing.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you this morning on The Breeze. We're at the girls' state tournament. Good start for Hastings St. Cecilia. 7-0 is the score. Hawkins have the lead over the Sutton Phillies. Lemke brings the ball to the offensive zone for Sutton. Lemke stops at the top of the key, goes over to Van Kirk. She'll be picked up by Alyssa Schrapp of St. Cecilia. There's a Van Kirk at the free throw line, dumps it down low. There's a little short jumper. Is up there no good by Johnson. Rebound comes down to Nikola. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Josie Jackson. Brings it into the offensive zone. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Schrapp has got the ball at the top of the key. Schrapp will back around out. Sutton stays with their man-to-man defense. Schrapp moves it over on the wing on the right side. Down to Jackson. In between the circles, Jackson stops. Bounce pass goes over in the high right side over there. Is going to be Schrapp. Moves it down into the corner. Nearly threw it out of bounds. And now Nikola is out of bounds. Morgan Nikola was playing the tightrope down the far sideline, and then her momentum carries her out of bounds. That's the first turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Hawkins averaged 13 turnovers per ballgame. That's her first one here in this one. Now the Hawkins applying some pressure here in backcourt. Sutton brings it across the 10-second line, but Lemke wasn't working for the pass. Olivia Thomas brings it down. That's the third turnover on Sutton in the ballgame. Here's Hamburger back with the ball now for Hawkins of St. Cecilia. Gets it over here to Josie Jackson. Entry pass to Nikola. Drops it down low to Thomas. Shot is up there and in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of the Sutton Phillies. 7-0 is the score. Just by the five-minute mark here in the first quarter from Lincoln East High School. Van Kirk with it out here in three-point territory. Good defense by Schrapp. Van Kirk gets away. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch there by Thomas of St. Cecilia. So Van Kirk and the Sutton Phillies will play things in. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Erica Kitten's going to come into the contest. Chandra Farmer also into the ballgame. Checking in for the Sutton Phillies will be Stephanie Osterhaus. So it's going to be Sutton playing things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Van Kirk will play things in. Lobs it right side of the lane. Osterhaus has got it back down on the corner to Van Kirk. Moves to her left. Fires up a three-pointer way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Nikola. Long baseball pass down the floor. Chanel Farmer gets it away to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Chandra Farmer. She can't put up a shot. Instead comes out into three-point territory. Nikola down in the corner. Chanel Farmer gets it down to Erica Kitten right side of the lane. Back out to Chanel. On the wing on the right side. Chanel dribbling with the ball. She was part of that state championship team a couple of years ago for the Hawkins. Now playing for St. Cecilia here in this 2013 state tournament. Back out on top is Claire Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles with it. Now to Chandra Farmer. Farmer dribbles down the right side of the lane and to Nikola. Now to Chanel. Dribbles the ball in the paint. Her left-handed shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer scores for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes have a 9-0 lead over the Phillies. Sutton has gone 4 minutes without scoring here in the first quarter of play. Here comes Van Kirk with the ball. Now for the Phillies. Hustles into the offensive zone and a traveling violation. Van Kirk, a traveling violation. Out on top, that's the fourth turnover in the Phillies in the ballgame. Today's game brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in central Nebraska to serve you. 9-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's that Kitten with the ball, comes over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Kitten on a high post, goes over to Chandra Farmer, dribbles it down to the baseline, dumps it away to Hamburger in the lane. Her shot no good, and the rebound is brought down here by the Phillies. Osterhaus grabs the rebound, gets it away to Van Kirk, sidesteps the defender, drives it all into the basket. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouling the play. So the first foul of the ball game is going to go on St. Cecilia at the 3:19 mark here in the first quarter. And the personal is going to be whistled on Nikola. That's going to be her first. They're going to the free throw line for Sutton will be Raya Van Kirk. 9-0 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top of the Phillies here in the girls' state tournament. Van Kirk is 62% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Van Kirk was 76 for 122 during the regular season. Here comes Schrapp back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Claire Hamburger. 9-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. 3:19 to play here in the first quarter. Sutton still looking for their first point of the ball game. Raya Van Kirk at the free throw line here for the Phillies. Her shot is up there. The shot good. So Sutton is finally on the scoreboard. 9-1 is the score. On the free throw by Mariah Van Kirk. So now the Hawkins come back the other direction. Alyssa Schrapp has got the ball. Schrapp comes over to Chandra Farmer. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Nikola. Bombs away for three. Shot good. Morgan Nicklin knocks down a three-pointer. That's the second three of this first quarter for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are out on top by a score of 12-1 here in the ball game. Osterhaus has got the ball, gets it away to Lemke. She dribbles the ball to the offensive zone, down the right side of the lane, runs into Nicola, drops the ball down low. Here's Sherman. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Savannah Sherman just checked into the ball game. She goes for the hole, and her shot's going to be blocked down, but she goes to the free throw line. Being fouled on a play here by the Hawkettes. That's going to be the second team foul on the Hawkettes, and the second foul on Nicola in the ball game. So going to the free throw line is going to be Sherman. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Savannah Sherman misses a free throw. She's a 52% foul shooter in the season. Mariah Calkins comes back into the ball game now for the Phillies. The score is 12-1. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Sherman's next shot is up there and in. So a couple of free throws for the Sutton Phillies. That's been their offense in this first quarter. 12-2 as the Hawkins come back with the ball. Alyssa Schropp out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass comes out to Nicola. Nicola holds the ball. There's a pass to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Dribbles it into the paint. Chanel Farmer down the lane. Has the basketball taken away. Taken away by Lemke. She comes back the other way. The ball knocked loose. Picked up by Sherman now. Savannah Sherman here on the near sideline for the Phillies. Being attacked in backcourt. They get it away to Lemke. She hustles into the forecourt and a dribble. Here's a long-range jumper. A three-pointer put up there by Van Kirk. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schropp of St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Chandra Farmer into the forecourt. Farmer takes off. Can't penetrate inside. Now she's double-teamed here on the near sideline. Farmer gets it away. Pass there to Alyssa Schropp. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Chanel Farmer has got it now. Out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top. Chandra Farmer holds it. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Carly Wright, who's into the ball game for the first time. Over to Nicola. Nicola holds it. Left side of the lane. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 12-2, St. Cecilia with the lead. Nicola from the free throw line, her shot no good. Lemke grabs the rebound. Now she's tying up in the play, and she loses her footing underneath the basket. She's tying up in the play. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today on the Breeze, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. A minute and 38 seconds to play first quarter. A great start for St. Cecilia. They scored the first 9 points in the ballgame. That's now a 12-2 score in favor of St. Cecilia. Now, after some discussion here, it appears that the Sutton Phillies will get it on the alternating jump. So they make the correction here. And the Sutton Phillies will inbound the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia will pressure back here. 12-2 is the score. Sutton is trailing in the ballgame. Lemke has got the ball. Gets it to Calkins. She breaks the press, brings it into the offensive zone, gets it into the hands now of Van Kirk on the far side. Van Kirk brings it to Sherman. Sherman out of Calkins out here in 3-point territory. Down to Van Kirk, 10-footer off the baseline, good. Mariah Van Kirk hits the first field goal for Sutton in the ballgame. That's now a 12-4 ball game. So it took about 6 minutes and 45 seconds for Sutton to hit a field goal. They've got a couple of free throws, and now a field goal added to their offensive production. 12-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Thomas with it at the top of the key. Goes over to Claire Hamburger. 15-footer is up there, in and out, and falls off of the front side. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone, all the way to the basket. A driving layup. Good. Van Kirk gets the field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Sutton has got 6 on the board. We're down to 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-6, Hawkins with the lead. Carly Wright with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Comes to Claire Hamburger, holds it high above her head. Down to Thomas, elbow, right side of the lane. Thomas holding it, looking. Finally gets it away. Schropp has got it out here in 3-point territory. Drives it to the free throw line. Comes over to Jackson, down to the baseline, down to Hamburger. Cross court pass to Wright. Carly Wright, right side of the lane, spins, takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by Carly Wright. She gets her first field goal of the ball game. 14-6 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a lead. 10 seconds to play. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schropp, and she loses control of the ball. Picked up by Lemke. Lemke down to Sherman. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Her shot at the buzzer is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Sutton 6.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Lady Bluehawks on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Bluehawks!
The Breeze, 94.5.
End of the first quarter, Millard West is out on top of Lincoln Northeast by a score of 16-14. That game's going on at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Millard West 16, Lincoln Northeast 14. 14-6 here is St. Cecilia with a lead over Sutton in this Class C2 opening round matchup. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession here in the second quarter. Driving the ball into the hole is going to be Hamburger down on the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger scores. Right underneath the hole there, she circles around. Here's a steal in backcourt now by Nicola. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Sutton ball. Nope, St. Cecilia's ball. The Phillies have turned the ball over already six times during the basketball game. They had 26 in that regular season finale in the ball game played at Sutton. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Nicola has got it. Now to Hamburger. Has the basketball stripped away. And it's going to be picked up here by Lemke. Dribbling back the other way. Lemke has problems with a dribble. It goes out of bounds. And they will give the ball to Sutton. They say it was tapped out of her hands as she was bringing the ball up the floor there. So Sutton will play things in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Just underway here in the second quarter. 7:31 to play until halftime. The score is 16-6. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. And now we've got a jump ball called. A jump ball in the corner as Van Kirk is tied up on the play there by Alyssa Schroff of St. Cecilia. Alternating jump will go to the Phillies, so Sutton will play things in. Mariah Van Kirk will inbound the ball. Guarding her is going to be Schroff. Van Kirk looking to play it in. She does underneath the basket. Maneuvering down there. A shot is up there by Mao. It's going to be no good. She's fouling the play. Lincoln Mao will go to the free throw line now for the Phillies, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Thomas of St. Cecilia. That's the first foul on Olivia Thomas. That's going to be team foul number three on the Hawkettes. Now we'll go to the free throw line now for Sutton. She's a 61% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. Off of the back iron. Sutton is now 2 out of 5 on free throws so far here in this first half. Now we'll have one more. She's averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. The shot good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the St. Cecilia lead is now at 9 points at 16-7. Only 2 field goals for Sutton so far in this basketball game, both by Van Kirk. St. Cecilia with the ball. Claire Hamburger over to Josie Jackson. High right side. Comes across the top down to Schropp. Dribbles to the top of the key. Schropp behind the screen from Nicola. Gives it away down to Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the free throw line. Down to Hamburger. To Nicola at the elbow. Drops it down low to Thomas, and she's going to be pushed and a foul called. Thomas goes falling out of bounds, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Sutton Phillies. It's going to go on Mao. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 1 on Sutton here in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hamburger will get things into Thomas. Now to Hamburger. Shot from 15 feet away on the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound Schropp. Another offensive board for St. Cecilia. Schropp circles around. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia crashes the boards again. It's picked up by Thomas. Thomas gets the ball. Now to Schropp. Back out here in the three-point territory. Nicola dribbles the ball down the lane. The basketball is going to be stripped away. It is loose. The scramble is on. Picked up by Thomas to Nicola. Now to Hamburger. Shot on the baseline is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's finally retrieved here by the Phillies. Battling for the ball is going to be Sherman, and a jump ball is called. Sherman fighting for the ball, and she had possession of it, but St. Cecilia had a lot of hands and arms in there. Finally, a jump ball is called, and this time the arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So Sutton will turn it away for the 7th time here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia 16, Sutton 7 for the girls' state tournament here in Lincoln. We're at Lincoln East High School, opening round matchup of Class C2 here this morning. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball to get it to Thomas. That is Chanel back down on the baseline. Loses the ball out of bounds. Chanel says it was tapped out of her hands, so she talks with the officials here. They say no, and it's going to be a St. Cecilia turnover, their third of the ball game. Now the Hawkins will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Sutton will inbound the ball. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted, but Nicola is standing on the line. It's going to be Sutton inbounding the ball one more time. 6:26 to play. Into the ball game now will be Sandra Farmer. As a Strop will come out, here comes Erica Kitten into the ball game now. As Olivia Thomas will come to the bench for head coach John Kyle. Hawkins were not at the state tournament last year. St. Cecilia won the state championship the last time they were here in Class C1. That was 2 years ago. Here's Van Kirk for the ball. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Bauer shot no good. Foul shot is up there no good. Rebound. Foul shot by Johnson no good. Tip try by Johnson no good. Rebound here by Lemke. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Nicola. So four shots in the hole there for Sutton, and they couldn't convert. Nicola finally gets the rebound. Here's a pass to the near sideline, intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk, brings it back 2-on-3. Van Kirk to the hole, and shot can be blocked down by Nicola. Ball is retrieved by Morgan Nicola. Her outlet pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Johnson, another turnover on St. Cecilia. Johnson gets the ball to Van Kirk, to Mao, outside to Lemke. Three-pointer, bingo! Delaney Lemke hits a three-ball for Sutton. That's their third field goal of the ball game. The Phillies are back to within 6 points. 16-10 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer. Entry pass to Nicola. Nicola spins in the lane. Throws it out to Jackson. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Alexa Johnson here for Sutton. Johnson still with the ball in backcourt. Has to get rid of it. Finally, she does. Van Kirk has got it now. She'll bring the ball up here against Chanel Farmer. Rainbow pass to the far sideline. Lemke down in the corner. They get it to Mao. Now to Lemke. Back down to Mao in the corner. Deep left side picked up by Chandra Farmer of St. Cecilia. Lemke on the wing. Bounce pass on the high post to Alexa Johnson. Johnson dribbles once, comes out to Van Kirk. 16-10 is the score. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the girls' state tournament in Lincoln. St. Cecilia still in a man-to-man defense. Lemke, high post to Van Kirk, dribbles the ball down the lane. Her shot up off the window is good. Mariah Van Kirk now has 7 points in the ball game. The Phillies are back to within 4 points. 16-12, St. Cecilia scored the first 9 points of the game this morning. On the far sideline is going to be Josie Jackson. Out on top, Chanel Farmer looks to the three, dribbles the ball down the left side of the lane, throws it down in the corner to Nicola. Nicola down to Farmer, has the basketball tipped away. It is picked up here by Mal coming back the other way. A turnover on St. Cecilia, that's their sixth of the ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Chanel Farmer. The eighth turnover on Sutton. Chanel dribbles, her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouled in the play. Like a hot potato out there here in this first half. Chanel Farmer is fouled into play. She goes to the free throw line. Van Kirk picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So 16-12 is the score. St. Cecilia scored the first 9 points of the ball game. Sutton has done a great job getting back into the contest. Chanel Farmer to the line. Her shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer is 70% foul shooter on the season. Of course, injured most of the year. That was just her 11th free throw of the season. She's now 8 out of 11 from the free throw line, averaging 6.4 points per ball game. Chanel Farmer will have one more. Shot is up there. That one barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down here to Sherman. Savannah Sherman for Sutton. Into the forecourt now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbles the ball in the lane. Bounce pass down low. A shot is up and in by Osterhaus, and she's fouled in a play. Van Kirk will get the assist. Stephanie Osterhaus will get the field goal for Sutton. That's her first points of the ball game, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's now 17-14. The Sutton Phillies back to within 3 points. Osterhaus to the free throw line, a 39% foul shooter on the season. She's 17 out of 44. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. 17-14 is the score. As we approach the 4 minutes here in the second quarter from Lincoln East High School in the 2013 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Thomas has got the ball, hands it away to Farmer. She has it stripped away, and it is picked up again by Osterhaus. That's the seventh turnover on St. Cecilia. Van Kirk into the forecourt to Mao for three. Shot off of the back iron, no good. Rebound Lemke in the lane to Sherman. Her shot, no good. Ball tapped out is picked up here by Chandra Farmer. Long pass down to four to Chanel. She drives the ball against Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer scores, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 19, Sutton 14.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on The Breeze, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island, by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, and by Bombsass Flowers. 19-14 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Sutton by 5 points here. Sutton with the ball. Sherman has got it into the offensive zone. The ball back outside. Van Kirk for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So Hawkins will come back the other way. Here's Morgan Nicola checking back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming to the bench will be Carly Wright. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter, 14-6. The Hawkins scored the first 9 points of the ball game. St. Cecilia has now got the basketball back in their offensive zone. Blair Hamburger on the deep wing on the right side gets it into Nicola. Nicola double team, comes back to Hamburger. Now to Chanel. Out about the three. Pass it up. Comes over here to Schropp. Free throw line extended left side. Schropp back out between the circles. Claire Hamburger grabs the ball. Hamburger dribble penetration down the lane. Shot is up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Followed shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And the Hawkettes now go back out on top by 7 points. 21-14. They've scored the last 4 points since Sutton cut the lead down to three. A driving layup there by Van Kirk is no good. Rebound comes down here to Thomas. Outlet pass to Chanel Farmer to Hamburger. Drive, shoots, misses. No good. Foul called. A foul going to be called here on the Phillies. That's going to go on Osterhaus. That's going to be your first. So the first foul on Stephanie Osterhaus. And going to the free throw line is going to be Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Hamburger's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame. Her first free throw is up there. It's good. Hamburger is 61% foul shooter on the season. Here comes Josie Jackson back into the ballgame. Coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. Checking in now for Sutton is going to be Alexa Johnson. Johnson is going to come in, and Sherman will check out for head coach Monica Smith. 22-14 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Next shot by Hamburger is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound again to Thomas. Thomas comes out here in the three-point territory to Alyssa Schropp. Out of Jackson, free throw line extended right side. Jackson goes to Nicola, inside to Hamburger. The ball tipped away, and it is picked up here by the Phillies. That's Osterhaus with the ball. Gets it into the forecourt now to Van Kirk. Has the ball tipped away. It is picked up here by Alyssa Schropp. Schropp right at the 10-second line. Now a traveling violation is called. Right at the mid-court stripe, and a traveling violation is called there on St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins have turned the ball over 8 times here in this first half of play. Sutton has got 9 turnovers. The Hawkins out on top of the Phillies by the score of 22-14 here in the girls' state tournament. Lemke has got the ball. Now an over-and-back violation is called. Lemke left her feet to grab the ball there. She left her feet from the offensive zone, hopped over the mid-court stripe back into the defensive zone, and Sutton is whistled for the over-and-back violation. So a turnover on the Phillies, and now St. Cecilia's got the ball with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Alyssa Schropp has got it out here in three-point territory. She works against Lemke. Schropp moves left, now right, gets the ball over here. Claire Hamburger, not in Nicola. Nicola down on the right sideline. It's going to be Schropp with the ball, trying to dribble inside. Ball knocked loose. She's down on her knees to grab it. Finally gets rid of the ball. Now we got the scramble on out here, and a jump ball is called as Nicola ties up Savannah Sherman over there. Right side of the lane, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Phillies, so Sutton will come back the other way. Raya Calkins comes back into the ball game now for Sutton, replacing Alexa Johnson. A minute and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Lincoln East High School. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Sutton. The score is 22-14. In the backcourt, working with the ball, hustling into the forecourt now is going to be Mal. Comes across the top to Van Kirk, picked up by Schropp. Ryan Van Kirk goes to the far sideline. Mal has got the ball. Bombs it back out on top to Sherman. Now to Calkins, dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. Picked up there by Nicola. Pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Sherman. Sherman down on the baseline to Mal. Her little 10-footer is good. Mal hits a 10-foot jumper from the right side of the lane. She's got 3 points in the ball game. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 6 points again at 22-16. But down to a minute and 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hamburger with the ball, left side of the lane. Hamburger dribbling with it, goes over to Josie Jackson. Her pass deflected out of bounds, trying to take it to the right sideline to Schropp, and the ball tipped out of bounds over there by Lemke of Sutton. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball over there. Alyssa Schropp will play things in to Josie Jackson. Jackson out here near the midcourt stripe, goes over on the deep wing on the right side. It's going to be Schropp with the ball behind the screen from Nicola. Drives the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Let's see if it's an offensive foul or not. Yeah, an offensive foul is going to be charged here on Alyssa Schropp as she runs over a Philly in the lane. That's going to be personal foul number one on Schropp. That's going to be team foul number four on St. Cecilia. The basket does not count. So now we're down to 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 22-16 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia, the number two seed, leading the number seven seed, the Sutton Phillies here. An opening round matchup here this morning. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt against Schropp. Van Kirk gets away, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Van Kirk now with four field goals. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and it's now a 22-18 ball game. A four-point lead for St. Cecilia. There's Nicola for three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped around. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Van Kirk has got the ball for Sutton as she runs back the other way. A pass to the far sideline. Lemke moves it down on the baseline. A shot is up there and in by Calkins. Mariah Calkins hitting the field goal. That's now a 22-20 ball game. A two-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia with 11 seconds to play. There's Alyssa Schropp for the ball. Schropp comes over here. Claire Hamburger has got it. Hamburger out on top of Jackson. And time is going to expire. I think Hamburger throws up the three. Her shot no good, but it was... You couldn't hear the buzzer, but it was well after the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter, or first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton in a battle here in a Class C2 opening round matchup. At halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia has the lead over the Phillies. It's the Hawkettes 22 and the Phillies 20. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament this morning on the Breeze, KLIQFM.com.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
Enjoy new carpet in your home at great savings. One room of the whole house. Basic carpet installation is back at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Shop our showrooms in Hastings and Kearney through March 1st. Select carpet for one room or the whole house and receive basic carpet installation for just $99. And with Carpet One's exclusive beautiful guarantee, we'll guarantee you'll love your new carpet or we'll replace it free. Beautiful, made affordable. Only at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Downtown Hastings and Kearney.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We're at halftime of our first game today. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Sutton Phillies by the score of 22-20. St. Cecilia got out of the gates early. They led by the score of 9-0, and it wasn't until the 3:19 mark that the Sutton Phillies got a point on the scoreboard. That was a free throw by Mariah Van Kirk, who was 9-1 at that point. St. Cecilia then scored three more points to go out on top 12-1. And it wasn't until the 1:16 mark of the first quarter that Sutton got their first field goal of the ball game. That was a field goal by Van Kirk to make it a 12-4 ball game. At the end of one, it was 14-6 in favor of St. Cecilia. Sutton then chipped away in the second quarter, had the ball game down to a 3-point advantage for St. Cecilia at the 4-minute mark at 17-14. And St. Cecilia scoring four straight points again to go out on top 21-14. But Sutton does a good job here at the end of the quarter. And we got ourselves a ball game here as the Sutton Phillies are trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 22-20 at halftime. Fall City Sacred Heart in Class D2. They've got the lead at halftime of their ball game at Lincoln Northeast today by a score of 32-12. That score is at halftime. Also at halftime in Class B, they've got Beatrice out on top of South Sioux City at Pershing today. The score at Pershing is my scoreboard just updated here. Hold on here. Beatrice has got the lead 39-23. The score, Beatrice over South Sioux City down at Pershing. The Class A game has just gone halftime, and Millard West is out on top of Lincoln Northeast at the break by a score of 35-21. So all the games now at halftime across the city of Lincoln. Class A, Millard West 35, Lincoln Northeast 21. Beatrice leading South Sioux City in Class B at Pershing 39-23. Class D2 at Lincoln Northeast, Fall City Sacred Heart 32, Sandhills Thetford 12. And in Class C2 here at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sutton by the score of 22-20. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball Today on The Breeze.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located at 1115 West 2nd Street in Hastings. At halftime of Class C1 here today, the Sutton Phillies trailing Hastings St. Cecilia at the break by a score of 22-20. The scoring so far in this ball game, St. Cecilia has got a balanced scoring attack. Claire Hamburger has got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a couple of field goals. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer, she's got 2 field goals. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Morgan Nicholas knocked down a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She's got 5 points in the contest. Alyssa Schropp has got 3 on a 3-point field goal. You've got Carly Wright with a field goal for 2. And Olivia Thomas has got a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. And they've got 8 turnovers in the ballgame. Sutton has turned the ball over 10 times here in the first 2 quarters. The Phillies are 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Raya Van Kirk leads the way for Sutton. She has got 9 points in the ball game. Van Kirk has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Delaney Lemke has got 3 points on a 3-pointer. Lakin Mao has got 3 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Raya Calkins has got a field goal for 2. Stephanie Osterhaus has got a field goal for 2. She is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. And Savannah Sherman, she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point here for the Phillies. We're at halftime, Class C2 here today. A good one on our hands as Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Sutton Phillies 22-20. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll have more right after this.
Agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here today. 22-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Phillies. Other games in Class C2 today. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of the next one coming up between Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's. Those two teams playing for the fifth time this season. Each team has won two games, and now a season on the line as they will play again coming up at 10:45 this morning here at Lincoln East. The two winners will play tomorrow morning in the semifinals down at Pershing beginning at 9 o'clock. Regardless of who wins this one, we'll have the game for you right here on the Breeze. The other two games also being played here at Lincoln East. It'll be the top seed, Crofton, playing North Bend Central at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then the 3:45 game will have Homer taking on Aquinas Catholic. We've got more games coming up for you on our network of stations at Platte River Radio today from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Coming up later on tonight, we'll have a Class D2 game as the Giltner Hornets will take on Why Not. That's going to be at 8:45. We'll be back on the air at 8:35 here at Lincoln East for the play-by-play coverage here on the Breeze. Also on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR today. You'll get the game this afternoon between Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. That one goes at 2 o'clock today at Pershing on the air with a pregame at about 1:50. Then we'll also have the Minden and Pierce game for you tonight from Pershing. That will be an 8:45 tip, 8:35 for the pregame show on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Other games going on. Holdridge will play Seward today. That will be a 7 o'clock ball game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That's a Class B matchup. Also a Class B matchup at 8:45 tonight. You've got Grand Island Northwest taking on McCook. That will be at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We're at halftime here. Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Class C2. It is Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Sutton Phillies by a score of 22-20. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll have more after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our state tournament coverage this year brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and Hallmark trailers. And by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. So St. Cecilia jumped out to a 14-6 first quarter lead. Sutton came back, and now it's a two-point ball game as we head to the second half here today at Lincoln East. It is St. Cecilia 22 and Sutton 20. Claire Hamburger, Chanel Farmer, Morgan Nicola leading the way for St. Cecilia, each with 5 points here in this first half. Mariah Van Kirk has got 9 points for the Sutton Phillies. St. Cecilia will have the basketball first to begin the second half of play. And the Hawkettes will shoot to our basket to our right here. Sutton has played a very aggressive defense so far in the ball game. We'll start off with a man-to-man here. Nicola out on top, down to Hamburger. Hamburger drives it down the right side of the lane. The ball poked away, and it goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. They will inbound it. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Claire Hamburger will play things in for the Hawkettes. Hamburger gets things in to Morgan Nicola out here. Picked up out there by Cockins of Sutton. Nicola dribbling with the ball. Now gets rid of it. Comes out on top. That's Jackson with the ball. Josie Jackson dribbles once. Comes over here on the right side. That's Hamburger with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Thomas. Her shot is up there and in. Olivia Thomas, she's got two field goals and 4 points now in the ball game. And the score is now a 24-20 ball game in favor of the Hawkettes. Here's another turnover as Sutton loses the ball, bringing the ball up here. It's going to be picked up by Nicola. That's the 11th turnover on Sutton here in the ball game. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Josie Jackson down on top now. The Strop brings it back to Jackson. On the wing on the right side, in free pass. They get it to Nicola, right at the free throw line. Nicola drives it down the right side of the lane. Knocked loose, picked up by Jackson. Jackson out on top now. With the ball there is Hamburger. Dribbles the ball in the lane. Contact made, foul called. A foul here will go on the Phillies. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Mao. That's going to be your second. Team foul number one on the Phillies here in the second half of play. 7:01 to play in the third quarter, 24-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Jackson moves it over on the left side. With the ball over there is going to be Hamburger. Now to Jackson. Jackson gets it to Nicola. Long three over there from the far sideline. No good. Thomas tipped the ball out, but it's picked up here by Van Kirk. Van Kirk has got it for Sutton. Comes into the forecourt. Now to Lemke. Lemke out to Van Kirk. Moves it to the far sideline. That's going to be Cockins with the ball. Cockins trying to dribble with it against Hamburger. Gives it up. There's a bounce pass to Van Kirk at the free throw line now. A jumper is put up there by Johnson. Around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Nicola gets the ball to Josie Jackson. Running back the other way. 3-on-3. Jackson out on top now to Claire Hamburger. 6.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 24-20. St. Cecilia with the lead. Josie Jackson. Entry pass to Thomas. Back outside to Hamburger, who's it down on the baseline. That's going to be Morgan Nicola. Cross-court pass to Jackson on the right baseline. Her shot from 10 is no good. Ball is going to be saved from going out of bounds by Thomas. Now it does go out of bounds here on the near sideline, and they give the ball to the Phillies. High school basketball brought to you in part by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. Bob Sass Flowers, say it with flowers, from Bob Sass Flowers on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 6:05 to play. Here in the third quarter, 24-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top, the number two seed here in Class C2. Alexa Johnson with the ball, brings it into the offensive zone here for the Phillies. Gets it away now to Cockins, takes the ball down on the baseline. It's poked away. Cockins picks it back up, goes for the racker. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Both Thomas and Nicola were there for St. Cecilia, and the foul is going to be called on Nicola. So Morgan Nicola picks up the personal foul for the Hawkettes. That's going to be the first foul in St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Cockins will go to the free throw line for Sutton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Sutton is now 3 out of 8 on free throws. Tell you what, the Phillies knocked down some charity tosses here. They might have the lead. That's the second foul called on Nicola. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Cockins. It's now a 24-21 ball game. In favor of St. Cecilia, and here come the Hawkettes back with the ball. By the six-minute mark here in the third quarter from Lincoln East High School this morning. Claire Hamburger has got it. High left side. Hamburger comes out here to Alyssa Schropp. Bounce pass top of the key. That's Olivia Thomas. Down to Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side. Nicola top of the key. Throws the basketball away. Nicola threw the ball to the near sideline. Chanel Farmer was there, but she was cutting for the hole. Nicola didn't look that way and threw it out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 9 in the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Sutton has a chance to tie up the ball game with a 3-point field goal. Here's Van Kirk, double team on the far side. Her pass in the way is going to be tipped. That's going to be intercepted here by Nicola, the Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets the ball to Hamburger. She drives her shot, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. The scramble is on 3, 4, 5 players to the deck, and now we got a jump ball called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton, so the Phillies will play things in. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Third-seeded Hastings St. Cecilia, actually a second-seeded St. Cecilia, out on top of the seventh-seed Sutton. Final score of 24-21. Phillies will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to Van Kirk. Chanel Farmer is back there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer is averaging 3.6 steals per ballgame. Sutton brings the ball into the offensive zone. Cockins has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane against Nicholas. Scoop shot is up there. It's no good. And Nicola just picked up her third personal foul. Morgan Nicola has now got 3 fouls here in the third quarter. And that's going to send Sutton back to the free throw line. So going to the free throw line will be Cockins. Raya Cockins, she is one out of two from the stripe today. She'll have two shots here. Her first one is up there, is good. Cockins, a 56% foul shooter. There comes Claire Hamburger out of the ball game. Chandra Farmer checks back in for head coach John Kyle. 24-22 is the score. For now, Morgan Nicholas stays on the floor for the Hawkettes. Next shot is up there, in and out, back in again. Spins down through the hole. We got ourselves a one-point ball game. 24-23 with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Alyssa Schropp with the ball to Olivia Thomas. Thomas dribbles with it to the top of the key. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be tipped and out of bounds. Van Kirk ends up in the second row with the bleachers over there on the far sideline, right into the middle of the St. Cecilia rooting section over there. So now Farmer will inbound the ball. A one-point ball game at 24-23. Olivia Thomas on the near sideline. Chandra Farmer, she drives to the hole, and she is decked on the play. Mal lays out Chandra Farmer driving for the hole there. Mal picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Chandra Farmer, the freshman, driving the ball to the hole, and welcome to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. She was clobbered on the play. And she will stagger to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia, holding her head with her right hand. Now checks her left elbow, and she's going to go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia in a 24-23 ball game with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the third. Shot from the line is up there and in. Chandra Farmer, a 51% foul shooter in the season, knocks one down there. Mal is going to check out of the ball game now for Sutton. Coming back in is going to be Savannah Sherman. The score is now 25-23. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Chandra Farmer goes back to the line. Her shot is good, so she hits two free throws. She's going to check out now. Coming back in is going to be Josie Jackson. Chandra Farmer continues to hold her left elbow as she comes to the near sideline. Will have to be checked out here. 26-23 is the score. Here comes Sutton back with the ball. Down on the baseline, Johnson, a little five-footer, good. Alexa Johnson hits a little short jumper. 26-25. Sutton is back within 1 point here. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Jackson for three. Her shot is up there. Good. Josie Jackson knocks down a three-pointer from the left wing. It bounces off of the rim. It goes high in the air and then straight down through the hole. And now Sutton trying to inbound the ball here in backcourt. It's going to be tipped away from Cockins. So again, Sutton will play things in. So a three-pointer gives St. Cecilia a four-point advantage now in this ballgame. 29-25 is the score. There's Lemke with the ball. Lemke down to Cockins. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Down to Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from the short baseline. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Schropp with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. Here's a pass to Thomas underneath the basket. Shot good, and she fouled the play. Olivia Thomas gets the field goal, and she is pushed from behind. And a foul is called here on the Phillies. Thomas will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Alexa Johnson for Sutton. That's going to be her first. So Olivia Thomas goes to the free throw line. Here comes Kitten back into the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Osterhaus will check in for the Sutton Phillies. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Sutton has cut the lead down to one twice here in the third quarter. Thomas's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. The officials look. The officials confer, and they give the ball to Sutton. So the Phillies will play things in with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. It's now a six-point ball game again at 31-25. Sutton will have the ball. Here's a Van Kirk. Chanel Farmer right on her face defensively. Van Kirk gets away, dribbles it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound loose, and a foul is called. A pushing foul inside. This one is going to be whistled on the Phillies. A foul here will go on Osterhaus. That's going to be your second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Phillies here in this second half of play. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead, 31-25, with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter from Lincoln East this morning. Here's Josie Jackson with the ball. Down to Kitten. Lobs it back out to Chanel Farmer behind the screen from Josie Jackson. Gives the ball away now to Jackson at the top of the key. Goes over to Schropper. Three-pointer put up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Jackson. Loses control of the ball. It's loose and it's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Farmer back outside to Schropper at the top of the key. Jackson on the wing. Dribbles once. Lobs it inside to Thomas. Shot up there and in. Olivia Thomas gets her fourth field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points on the assist from Josie Jackson. And St. Cecilia back out to an 8-point lead at 33-25. St. Cecilia scored the last 7 points of the ball game after Sutton cut the lead down to 26-25. Van Kirk for three. Your shot in and out. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Thomas. Outlet pass goes to Chanel Farmer. On the far sideline, Chanel, left-handed dribbling into the offensive zone, drives it around Van Kirk. Her shot good. I think we have a foul called before the shot. The basket does not count by Chanel Farmer. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Kirk of Sutton. Van Kirk picks up her second personal foul. Kitten comes out for St. Cecilia. Into the ball game now for the Hawkettes will be Hamburger. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia plays things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Chanel Farmer down in the corner. Josie Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, moves to her left. Comes out here to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger holds the ball, now to Jackson. Jackson holding it on the right sideline. Cross-court pass goes over to Chanel Farmer, out to Hamburger. Top of the key, now to Strop. Brings it back to Chanel. Chanel dribbling with the ball inside, dumps it off down low. Thomas grabs it. Her shot up there, no good. Ball tapped out. It is loose. It's finally picked up here by Van Kirk and Sutton. Mariah Van Kirk with the ball, gets it away now to Hawkins. Hawkins will bring things up against Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. Long pass ahead. They get it to Osterhaus down in the corner. Now to Sherman. Back out to Osterhaus. Now to Van Kirk. Comes across the key to Lemke. Lemke dribbles the ball into the painter. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. Right side of the lane. Goes to the far sideline. It's still going to be saved. It's picked up there by Sutton. There's a shot by Hawkins that won't go from the short right baseline. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger back the other way to Schropp in the lane. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hawkins of Sutton. Out with pass to the far sideline to Van Kirk. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Ball poked away by Chanel Farmer. Picked up by Thomas. Thomas's pass is out of bounds. Trying to get it back to Chanel, who is streaking up the left sideline. And the Hawkins throw the ball away. That's 10 turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. Sutton has turned the ball over 12 times. A minute and 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the girls' state tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia surviving here today. 33-25 over the upset-minded Sutton Phillies. There's a Lemke with the ball in backcourt. The lady will bring things up now against Josie Jackson of St. Cecilia. Lemke dribbles to the right sideline. Now back to the center of the floor. Stops at the elbow. Gives it away now to Van Kirk. The ball poked away. Van Kirk picks it up near the midcourt stripe here. Van Kirk has the basketball stripped away. That's going to be picked up by Sandra Farmer. Sandra Farmer gets the ball ahead to Hamburger. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose again. It's picked up in the lane. A shot by Carly Wright. No good. And now a foul is called. St. Cecilia again missing a couple of shots right around the basket. And finally, Sutton charged with a personal foul down here. It's going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her third foul. So Mariah Van Kirk now with three fouls for the Sutton Phillies. To the free throw line is going to be Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Her first one is up there, no good. Hamburger will get two shots. He's fouled in the act of shooting. She's now one out of three from the free throw line. 33-25 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good by Hamburger. Boy, it's been a while since Sutton has scored. Now 34-25. There's Hawkins dribbling the ball into the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Nikla. Nikla tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. We're down to 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame. Into the contest now for St. Cecilia is going to be Thomas, as Nikla will check out. Morgan has got three personal fouls. 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Sutton will play things in. Lemke's got the ball out here. Brings it back to Van Kirk on the near sideline. Right in front of the Phillies bench. Van Kirk dribbles inside the free throw circle. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be good. Van Kirk nails one. Mariah Van Kirk now with the 11 points in the ball game. It's now a 34-27 ball game. St. Cecilia back with the ball on the other end. Sandra Farmer goes over to Josie Jackson. Holds it. Free throw line extended right side. Jackson still holding it. Comes out to Thomas. Now with 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's Kylie Wright with the ball. Wright holds it at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Spins at the free throw line. Now gives it up now to Sandra Farmer. Farmer now with a bandage on her left elbow. Someone crashing to the floor there earlier in this quarter. Sandra Farmer dribbling with the ball. 9 seconds. Farmer down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner to Jackson. Jackson pulls up. Shoots a 12-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutton back the other way. Van Kirk launches from half court. Her shot is no good, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. Girls High School basketball from the state tournament in Lincoln. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Sutton 27.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list. Plus, it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Grove State Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Family Physical Therapy and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. Sutton goes nearly 4 minutes without scoring. They're in the third quarter of play after they cut the lead down to one. It's now 34-27. St. Cecilia's got a seven-point lead here as we start this fourth quarter of play. Hawkins with the ball. Thomas inside. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Wright. Wright double team. Now the ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Thomas. Her shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bowell. Bowell has got it for the Sutton Phillies running back the other way. Class C2 opening round here today. The seven-seeded Sutton Phillies giving St. Cecilia everything they want here in this ballgame. There's a pass that could be deflected again. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Chandra Farmer. Farmer dribbling on the ball. Moves it down in the corner. Hamburger, 4-3. Her shot is up there. Air ball. Rebound battle for it. Saved by Thomas. Right in the hands of Wright. Inside. There's a shot up and in by Chandra Farmer. Farmer scores. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. It's now 36-27. Sutton is trailing in the ball game. There's a bounce pass down low. Johnson puts up a shot. She misses the easy one. Sutton had a clean look at the basket there, and Johnson misses it. Under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got a 9-point lead, 36-27 over Sutton today. Chandra Farmer with the ball, 25 feet away from the basket. Farmer out here in three-point territory, holding the ball. Now dribbles behind a screen from Wright. Moves the ball down to the baseline. Stops there. Gets it back out to Wright. Here's an entry pass. Get it to Thomas. Mishandles the ball. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Hawkettes. End of the contest now for St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp also checking in. Morgan Nicola also checking in. Chanel Farmer. 6 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Acing St. Cecilia led at halftime 22-20. Sutton had the lead down to 1 point a couple of times in the third quarter. Then they go 4 minutes without scoring, and St. Cecilia opened up a 7-point lead. It is now 36-27 in favor of the Hawkettes. There's Van Kirk with the ball near the sideline. Comes out on top. That's a Grease with the ball. He's into the ball game for the first time. Underneath the basket, Van Kirk. Her shot is up and in. Van Kirk scores. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 36-29. There's a shot at the other end by Schropp. No good, but a foul is going to be called. And an offensive foul is going to be called. An offensive foul is going to be called on Alyssa Schropp down on the baseline. Schropp picks up her second personal foul. John Kyle wants an explanation here on the near sideline. 36-29 is the score. A 7-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. Beatrice is leading South Sioux City in Class B, 48-44. They're heading into the fourth quarter of play down in Pershing. 36-29 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Phillies. McKenna Grease into the ballgame now as he hands it away to Lemke. Lemke left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. Van Kirk going for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Chanel Farmer. Farmer leads the ball ahead as they streak back the other way. Chandra Farmer's got it. Drives for the hole. Shot good. The Farmers team up there. Chanel grabs the rebound. Gets it away to Chandra, who streaks down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives to the hole and scores. And now we got a timeout called. 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 38, Sutton 29.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. dine-in, carry-out, drive-thru, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly Cheesesteak Pizza, that's a pizza you can't refuse.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball from the girls' state high school basketball tournament here today. 38-29 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Sutton has got the ball. Now it's going to be stripped away at the midcourt stripe, but it's lost over there on the far sideline by Trout, picked up by Sutton coming back the other way. They have problems with a dribble now, as losing the ball out of bounds was Hawkins. Was it tipped out of her hands? Yes. Sutton will play things in. Millard West is out on top of Lincoln Northeast, 46-35. They're at the end of the third quarter. And bounce pass comes to Hawkins, her 10-footer from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Trout and St. Cecilia. Alyssa dribbles the ball down the near sideline. Comes into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Actually, a 9-point lead right now at 38-29. Far sideline is going to be Chanel Farmer. Comes out on the wing, wide open. Here's Stropper. Shot rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. That's going to be McKenna Grease with the rebound. Gets it away now to Lemke. Lemke gets around Chandra Farmer. Hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Short jumper is up there. Good. Mariah Cochran scoring there for Sutton. She has got 7 points in the ball game. 38-31 now. It's a 7-point lead for St. Cecilia. Down to 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here's Jackson. Jackson comes out here to Strop. Dribble penetration all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Cochran's. Out the pass to Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbling the ball up the floor. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Farmer back the other way. Now for St. Cecilia. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Van Kirk goes for the steal. Farmer puts it on her right hip and comes out here to Josie Jackson. Jackson out of Farmer. Down in the corner, Schropp has got it. Schropp behind the screen. Schropp stomps out here on the wing. Bounce pass comes over here to the near side. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Gawkins got her hands on it there as they try to come back down in the corner to Farmer. Here comes Nicola back into the contest now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Down to 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The score is 38-31. St. Cecilia's got the lead over the Sutton Phillies. The Hawkins will inbound the ball. Alyssa Stropp has got it. Sutton is still in a man-to-man defense here in this ball game. Alyssa Stropp comes across the top to Chandra Farmer. They get it to Nicola. Nicola now to Alyssa Stropp out here in three-point territory behind the screen. Alyssa Stropp moves it to the left side, goes down in the corner to Josie Jackson, back out to Stropp. Stropp pulls the ball about 25 feet away from the basket. Now to a Chandra Farmer here on the near side. Chandra Farmer to a Chanel Farmer. Now to Nicola at the elbow. Right side of the way. Morgan Nicola goes back doors. They get it to a Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia running a little clock there. And then they get a personal foul called on the Phillies. This one is going to go on Lemke. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Phillies. So going to the free throw line will be Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. This is Chandra Farm at the line. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here comes Nicola out of the contest now. Kitten comes back in there. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the game. It is St. Cecilia 38, Sutton 31. A lot closer than a lot of people expected. St. Cecilia beat Sutton earlier this year, 58-29. Next shot by Farmer is up there. It's going to be good. Farmer is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Chandra Farmer checks out. Here comes Josie Jackson into the ball game. Now the Hawkins will apply some pressure back here in backcourt as Hawkins will inbound the ball. Hawkins will get things into Van Kirk. Mariah Van Kirk on the dribble now for the Sutton Phillies. They're trailing in the ball game 39-31. Van Kirk for the ball into the offensive zone. Works against Strop. Comes over here to Sherman. They get it inside to Johnson. Johnson out to Lemke. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Johnson goes back up. Her shot no good. Rebound Hawkins. Her shot blocked by Chanel Farmer. Chanel comes out of there with the ball. So Sutton again with 3 chances at the hole. And now a timeout's going to be called here by St. Cecilia. The Hawkins call a timeout with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 39, Sutton 31.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our girls' state tournament coverage today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island, also by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. We're in the fourth quarter. Class C2 opening round matchup here. 39-31 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawkettes will have the ball. There comes Alyssa Schropp into the offensive zone on a dribble now. Bounce pass goes to the far side to Chandra Farmer. Picked up by Lemke of Sutton. Chandra Farmer dribbling to the ball. Now we got a double dribble violation out there. Lemke right in her face defensively. Chandra Farmer, the freshman, whistled for a double dribble violation for the Hawkettes. That's 12 turnovers now in Hastings St. Cecilia. And now Sutton comes back with the ball. 39-31. Here's Van Kirk with it. Mariah Van Kirk will come up against Alyssa Schropp. Van Kirk dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it to the wing to Mao. And a traveling violation is called on Mao as she tries to drive the ball into the hole. That's 13 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the ball game. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. The winner plays again tomorrow morning at 9 at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. We'll have the game for you on the Breeze, beginning with the pregame show at 8:45 tomorrow morning. Chandra Farmer comes over here on the wing to Claire Hamburger. Ball gets away, but it's picked up near the 10-second line by Schropp. Schropp now to Chanel Farmer in St. Cecilia. We'll try to run some clock here. We're down to 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Chandra Farmer dribbling with the ball, comes on the near sideline to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger holds it here on the right sideline, now drives it. She's going to be cut off there by Cockins. Pass comes back out here in the three-point territory to Schropp. Over there to Farmer. Now foul's going to be called. Chandra Farmer is fouled into play. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Personal foul goes on Lemke. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Sutton. St. Cecilia's got only 3 team fouls here in the second half. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Chandra Farmer for St. Cecilia. 7 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Millard West out on top of Lincoln Northeast. The score is 55-38. They've got 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play in their game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That's a Class A matchup. 40-31 here. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Sutton. Here comes the next shot by Farmer. It is up there. It is good. Some big free throws there by Chandra Farmer. She nails a pair. And that gives the Hawkettes now a 41-31 advantage. As we approach the 2-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, Van Kirk has got the ball. Jump pass to the near sideline. He did it over here to a Mao. Mao looking with, finally gets rid of it. Now to Van Kirk. Her shot for 3 is good from the corner. An off-balance 3-pointer from the left side. It's long-range jumper there, and she's got 16 points in the ballgame, and now Sutton calls the timeout. 1:57 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 41, Sutton 34.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on The Breeze, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, by Family Physical Therapy and by Bombsass Flowers of Hastings. A minute and 57 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 41-34. Hawkins have a seven-point lead. Sutton attacking in backcourt. St. Cecilia breaks it easily. Schropp goes to Hamburger. Shot up there and in. Hamburger gets the field goal on the assist from Schropp. Larry Hamburger now with 8 points in the ball game. It's now 43-34. Here's Van Kirk in the lane. She is fouled in the play. Van Kirk driving the ball into the hole there for the Sutton Phillies. Personal foul is going to be called on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her first. That's only going to be the fourth team foul on St. Cecilia in this second half of play, so no free throws here. Thomas comes back into the ball game for Nicola. Sutton will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Van Kirk looking, finally gets it in. There's Tompkins, her shot is up there, no good as she misses another easy shot there. Rebound comes down to Thomas for St. Cecilia. Down to Chanel Farmer. Farmer on the left sideline, dribbling with the ball. 90 seconds to play here in this one. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Farmer gets it out here to her sister, Sandra Farmer. She dribbles to the ball, brings it back to older sister, Chanel. 43-34 is the score. St. Cecilia has got a 9-point lead. Hawkins now will run some clock as they come to Thomas, and she's going to be fouled into play here by Sherman. Savannah Sherman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Osterhaus comes back into the ball game now. Hawkins will check out for head coach Monica Smith. Going to the free throw line will be Olivia Thomas. She's got 8 points in the ball game on four field goals. 0 of 1 from the line as she throws that one up there. It's good. Thomas now at 9 points in the ball game, 44-34, as the Hawkettes have opened up a 10-point lead now over the Phillies. Next shot by Thomas is up there. That one hits the back iron straight up into the air and right down through the hole. Thomas hits a pair of free throws. She's going to check out. Nicola comes back in there. 45-34, St. Cecilia now leading by 11 points here in this fourth quarter. Here comes Van Kirk down the near sideline, picked up by Alyssa Schropp, who's done a pretty good job on her today. There's a pass deflected. Chanel Farmer has got the ball, dribbling back the other way, drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's hacked in the arm from behind. And Chanel Farmer will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be called on Van Kirk. That's going to be her fourth. So Chanel Farmer, go to the free throw line. She was part of the 2011 state championship team for Hastings St. Cecilia. She nails a free throw here. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She's got 6 points. And now John Kyle wants to call another timeout. 1:04 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 46, Sutton 34.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and Hallmark trailers. 1:04 to play here in quarter number 4. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Sutton. The score is 46-34. Chanel Farmer goes back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. So Chanel has now got 7 points in the ball game, and the score is 47-34 now in favor of the Hawkins as they start to put this ball game away. Lemke has got the ball to the elbow. That is Van Kirk at the free throw line. Her shot up there. Rims off. No good. Ball tapped out. Chanel Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. The Chandra Farmer splits a couple of defenders. She's fouled in a play. And Chandra Farmer goes back to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Millard West has picked up a win in Class A today. Millard West wins over Lincoln Northeast by a score of 65-45. So the first final of the day in Class A, Millard West, the number 2 seed, beating Lincoln Northeast by a score of 65-45. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Chandra Farmer. Sandra now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line today. She's got 10 points. 48-34. And here comes the next shot by Farmer. It's in the air. That one is straight down through the hole. St. Cecilia's done a good job hitting free throws here in the second half of play. Here comes Lemke back the other way for Sutton. Bounce pass comes over here to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Schropp. Schropp gets the ball now to Sandra Farmer into the forecourt. 30 seconds to play, and Farmer's going to be fouled into play. Farmer's going to be fouled into play again, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Hawkins picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. So St. Cecilia will move into the semifinals in Class C2. They will play tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at about 8:45 tomorrow. Sandra Farmer's free throw is going to be no good. She'll get one more. And now both coaches going to clear the bench here for the final 30 seconds of this ball game. As Sandra Farmer will stay at the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. She will check out. So 50-34 is the score. Sutton had this lead chopped down to 1 point in the third quarter a couple of times, and it went on a 4-minute scoring drought. And St. Cecilia took control of the ball game, and they have not been threatened since. So here comes Sutton back with the ball. Raymer has got it. Her free throw line jumper is empty up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by the Phillies as they get it back out here to Raymer in three-point territory. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline. There's an entry pass deflected away. Back outside to Raymer. Takes a long jumper. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's finally picked up by Kitt and the St. Cecilia. Time runs out. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes survive here today in the opening round of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. The number two seed, Hastings St. Cecilia, back at the State High School Basketball Tournament. After a one-year absence, will pick up the win here in the opener today at Lincoln East. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 50, Sutton 34. You're listening to High School Basketball Today on The Breeze.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Enjoy new carpet in your home at great savings. One room of the whole house, basic carpet installation is back at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. Shop our showrooms in Hastings and Kearney through March 1st. Select carpet for one room or the whole house and receive basic carpet installation for just $99. And with Carpet One's exclusive beautiful guarantee, we'll guarantee you'll love your new carpet or we'll replace it free. Beautiful, made affordable. Only at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lincoln East High School, Class C1, Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today on The Breeze. Hastings St. Cecilia survives as the Hawkins put away the Sutton Phillies. Final score of 50-34 in the ball game today. So the Phillies will wrap up the season with a mark of 18 wins and 8 losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia wins their 13th game in a row. And hopefully it's not the unlucky number 13, as the Hawkins will play again tomorrow morning in the semifinals of the Class C2 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. The Hawkins, winners of 13 games in a row. The St. Cecilia Hawkins now 22-4 on the season. They're going to play in the semifinals tomorrow against the winner of the next game coming up here between Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's. That one tips off at 10:45 this morning. St. Cecilia got off to a great start in the ball game today. They scored the first 9 points of the game. It wasn't until the 3:19 mark of the first quarter that Sutton scored. That was a free throw by Mariah Van Kirk. By then it was 9-1. St. Cecilia increased the lead to 12-1. Sutton got their first field goal of the ball game with 1:16 to play in the first quarter. By then, it was a 12-4 ball game in favor of the Hawkins, and St. Cecilia led 14-6 after the first quarter. Sutton came back, made it a ball game in the second period of play, got back within 2 points at halftime at 22-20. In the third quarter, they had the lead chopped down to 1 point a couple of times in the ball game at 24-23 with 4:50 to play, and also at 26-25 with 4:16 to go. And then the Phillies went almost 4 minutes without scoring. They scored with 4:16 to play in the third quarter and then didn't score again until the 39-second mark of the third quarter. And by then, it was a seven-point ball game again. St. Cecilia had the lead 34-27 after three. And the Hawkins hold the Phillies to just 7 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Phillies 16-7 in the final period. And the Hawkins go on to win by the score of 50-34. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue on the Breeze, KOIQ FM.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Lady Bluehawks on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Bluehawks!
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring, so they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lincoln East High School. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it. A Class C2 opening round matchup here this morning. The final score of 50-34 in favor of the Hawkettes. Scoring in the ball game, Mariah Van Kirk ends up with 16 points in the ball game for Sutton. Van Kirk knocks down 1 3-pointer in the ball game. She had 6 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Van Kirk leads the way for Sutton. She had 16. She was the only player in double figures today for the Phillies. Raya Cockins, she had 7 points. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Delaney Lemke had a 3-pointer for 3. Lincoln Bow had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 3 points. Alexa Johnson had a field goal for 2. Stephanie Osterhaus had a field goal, 2 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. And Savannah Sherman, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point. Sutton was 6 out of 11 from the free throw line in this ball game today. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, they converted on 15 out of 21 free throws, including 13 out of 17 in the second half of play. They were led by Chandra Farmer, who scores 12 points in the ball game. Farmer had a couple of field goals, and she was 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Olivia Thomas, she had 4 field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the line. She scores 10. So St. Cecilia with a couple of players in double figures. Chandra Farmer with 10, and Olivia Thomas with, whether Chandra had 10, and Olivia had 10 points. Other scorers, Claire Hamburger had 8 points today. Hamburger had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer ends up with 7. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 7 points in the ball game. Morgan Nicola had 5. She had a 3 and a 2 and really played in foul trouble most of the way as she ended up with 3 personal fouls and had those early in the second half. The other scores for St. Cecilia, we see that Josie Jackson had 3 points today. Jackson had a 3-pointer. Alyssa Schropp had a 3-pointer for 3, and Carly Wright had a field goal for 2. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 50-34. We'll have more on the postgame show right after this.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 33 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FDL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lincoln East High School on the postgame show here today. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Sutton by a score of 50-34. So the Hawkins now 22-4 in the season. They will play again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. You can see their Hershey, a team that is 20-4 in the season, or North Platte St. Pat's at 22-3. Those two teams are going to be playing here at 10:45 this morning at Lincoln East. The other games at the 9 o'clock time segment here at the girls' state tournament are all final now in Class A. Millard West knocked off Lincoln Northeast today by a score of 65-45. In Class B, it was Beatrice over South Sioux City, 59-56. Here in Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia wins over Sutton by a score of 50-34. And in Class D2 today, it was Falls City Sacred Heart over Sandhills Thetford by a score of 57-42. The next round of games in Class A, you've got Bellevue East playing Lincoln Southeast. Down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Down at Pershing here at 10:45, you've got Gretna taking on Norris. Again, here at Lincoln East, you've got the Class C2 matchup between Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's. And in Class D2 at Lincoln Northeast today, Osmond will be taking on Deschler in the next ball game coming up. We've got more action from the state tournament coming up later on tonight. In fact, at 8:45 will be the tip-off time. 8:35 will be the pregame show as the Giltner Hornets into the state tournament for the second time ever will take on the number 3 seed, Why Not. That will tip off here at 8:45, and Lincoln East will be on the air with the pregame show at about 8:35 here on the Breeze. On our sister station, Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. You'll get two games coming up here. At 2 o'clock this afternoon from Pershing, Doug Doodle will have Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic pregame show at about 1:50. And then at 8:45 tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, you'll get a 4-5 matchup in Class C1 as the Minden Whippets get set to take on Pierce. That will tip off at 8:45 with a pregame show at 8:35 tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So he's seeing St. Cecilia. They had a scare here today in the girls' state high school basketball tournament. The final outcome is not going to reflect that as the Hawkins win by 16 points, but the Sutton Phillies put up a good effort here today, had it down to 1 point a couple of times in the third quarter, and then they go 4 minutes without scoring, and St. Cecilia opens up a 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they go on to win by the score of 50-34 in the ball game today as St. Cecilia improves to 22-4 on the season, looking for another state championship here in the girls' state tournament. They'll play in the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Airtime will be at 8:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Thanks to all the sponsors for bringing the girls' state high school basketball tournament to you today, including Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, Family Physical Therapy, and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln East. in Lincoln, Nebraska.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.